Well, I will respond for the sake of record, not for this cheap statement from that country. This is simply political prostitution, and it's meant to exploit the UN resolution, the recent UN resolution. And this clique is a chronic clique of liars. I mean, they don't even blink when they lie. And I think your government, meaning the United States, molded this spoiled child in Ethiopia by offering political subsidy. As far as we are concerned, to be frank with you, we never take into account this chronic liar statement as serious. It's reckless, and we don't give it a bit dumb.
Minister Abdul, why do you think that Eritrea has been coming under criticism of arming various insurgent groups, either in Somalia or in Sudan, or as the Ethiopians claim, coming from your country to destabilize their country?
We fought terrorism long time before it became fashionable and it became a cliche in 9/11. We fought it back when we were struggling for our independence in 1980s, late 1980s. Why are these statements? It's very simple. Because we chose to be free and to be independent. We didn't allow ourselves to be servants like the regime in Ethiopia. So this is the price that we are paying because we are free, we are politically independent, we are economically independent. We said no to new colonialism.
Minister Abdul, your government came under UN security arms embargo. What is your government position?
In the first place, it's not United Nations. You are misspelling it. It is United States. United Nations is simply being instrumental in this thing. If you wanted to understand how United Nations work, just refer to John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to United Nations. So you will have a clear reference to that. As far as the resolution is concerned, again, it's a disguise for other hidden agenda. We were very clear on all issues with regarding to Somalia. We said, let Somalis do their work. Let them have their own issues in their own hands. If there is any external intervention, it should be confined to support and create a conducive atmosphere for political dialogue among the Somalis. We have played a constructive role in bringing about peace in Sudan. We have tried to readjust the structure of IGAD, which was dependent on United States. We are playing a positive role, but this is not good news for some big powers, and that's why we are being targeted. As far as we are concerned, we will continue our constructive engagement. They know who is smuggling weapons to Somalia. It was the Ethiopians, with the blessing of the United States, who purchased from North Korea, I repeat it, from North Korea, weapons and smuggled it to Somalia. It was Ethiopia who invaded in daylight the Somalis when they were starting to have political dialogue back in December 2006. Why don't United Nations talk about these aggressive and offensive actions of Ethiopians? It's very simple, because that regime is a servant of United States in this region.
An Islamic group in Somalia known as Hezbollah Islam sharply denounced the arms embargo. Some people are saying that if Hezbollah Islam will come to your aid, that means they are working or getting some form of assistance from you. What do you say to that?
It's almost every member state of United Nations is condemning this action because it's injustice. So it's not whether Hezbollah Islam is saying that or another faction is saying that. It's not about who is saying that. It's about why this injustice. And any reasonable and any person in his right mind would condemn this kind of injustice, because the United Nations entirely is manipulated by a single power, which is the United States. And this, nobody in his right mind could accept it.
Would you be working with the, would your government be working with the African Union in bringing about stability in the whole region?
The problem is, where is African Union when they've been summoned by telephone and instructed to do this and that? I mean, it's a matter of integrity. We are ready to bring about solution in Somalia, in the Horn of Africa, and that's what we did in the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. We invited the Eastern Sudan faction with the government, and they signed agreement in Asmara. We invited all political forces of Somalia, all of them, without differentiating it, and created conducive atmosphere. We have helped the Djiboutians back in 1995 when they had a problem with food. We have tried to bring about solution between the Tigrayans and the Oromos back in 1990s. So this was our role, but this was not liked by the United States because it doesn't serve their agenda. All they need in this region is servants like Ethiopia, and we are not ready to be servants. We are proud people with dignity.
An Eritrean opposition group is reported to have said they are prepared to launch attacks on government troops after the UN imposed tough sanctions on Asmara. This was quoted by Cornelius Osman, head of the Democratic Movement for the Liberation of the Eritrean Kunama, said in the phone. What do you say to that?
Let's call it this the best joke of end of the year. That's the best joke of end of the year.